Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah goes through many of the halachas of Mishpat, many of the halachas in the legal system, many specifically in the areas of Choshen Mishpat, of the financial area. And Chazal tells us, Rashi brings, Ve'eila HaMishpatim, what's the Ve'eila HaMishpatim? It starts off with the Vav, it should just say Eila HaMishpatim. It's like an add-on from the previous Parsha. To teach me, says Rashi, that just like last week's halachas were taught at Har Sinai in the Parshas Yisro, so too, these halachas of Mishpat were taught at Har Sinai. What's the Torah trying to teach us by pointing out that these were taught at Har Sinai? It appears the Torah is trying to teach us the impressiveness of these halachas of Mishpat, that even though every man made, every human society has tort laws and has laws of involving if you damage somebody, if you steal somebody, or if you're watching somebody's thing and what happens, but at the end of the day, they're not the Torah system. This is the Torah system. This has a kedusha to it. This has the same halachas of the Torah as any other areas, you know, of brachos and everything else that we learn in the Torah. It has that same chashivus and greatness to it that you can't find anywhere else. And you have to learn Gemara to really, for a few years, to really appreciate the Das Torah and appreciate the wisdom and depth of the halachas of Mishpat in the Torah as opposed to another system. But I figured I'd share with you some interesting shailas. I heard them from Rav Shmuel first. They sound like they're Rav Zilberstein shailas. Rav Zilberstein, for those not familiar, they're very interesting books of very fascinating types of shailas that come up. I'll share with you these stories and how there's like a very clear Gemara which can be applied to answer the basics of the Shaila. So there was a question somebody had. Basically, there was a ganav, and he broke into somebody's car to steal the car. So he's stealing the car, he's driving the car, and he looks in the back seat, and he sees there's a little kid passed out in the back of the car. You know, sometimes people, unfortunately, they can forget their kid in the car. So being a good Jew, even if he's a ganav, he's not a murderer, he drove the kid to the hospital. And they're able to save the kid's life. I believe the way I heard the story was that this whole incident moved him and it brought him to do tshuva and become about tshuva. So in the day, the parents were obviously not asking him for money, but he felt a certain, you know, I did break into their car, maybe I'm a damager, maybe I should be paying for the damage I did when I broke into the car. It was a similar type of a crazy story. Somebody was high, somebody needed a kidney, a child needed a kidney. They said the mother is going to be the donor, but she can only donate the right kidney, the left one won't work. Okay, so they did an operation, and don't use this doctor. This doctor somehow he took out the left kidney. So he's damaging her. But at the end of the day, they found out that kidney actually had cancer in it. So it was a nace that saved her life, because if he would have taken out the right kidney, and then later she'd have cancer, and they have to take it, then what are they going to do? She's not going to have any kidney. She'd be in the same trouble. So whatever it is, I don't know what happened with the child, but he saved her life by taking out the left kidney. But she still, whatever the story, she wanted to sue him. At the end of the day, he's a damager because he took a crazy doctor. He malpractice. He took out the wrong kidney. So do these shailas, is there a responsibility to pay for the hezek, for the damage, just because it ended up with a good result? Did that get you off the hook? So it's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara is in Menachos Daf Samach Daled. So the Gemara talks about a case where there was a child who fell into the sea on Shabbos. And somebody put out a fisherman's net. His content was to catch fish, but he ended up catching the kid and saving the kid's life. So zichaya for the chilo Shabbos, the tzeda of catching fish on Shabbos. So Rava says that he's chayiv for catching the fish. Rava says he's potter from catching the fish. And the Gemara in the second version of it, which I think is the one brought down to halacha, is that according to Rava, he's chayev because we go after his intent. His intent was to be mechal Shabbos. But according to Rava, he's potter because we go baser maisa, we go after his action. At the end of the day, it's clear that this action was a maisa of hatzalah, of saving somebody's life, not an action of chilal Shabbos, because it was a mitzvah to do what he did to save the child's life. His intent is irrelevant, says Rava in this situation. So they make an application from here to the halachas of Hezek. Obviously, more for simplifying, but they make an application. They say so too in these two stories. At the end of the day, what came out was that what the person did was a mitzvah. It was a maisa hatzalah. It was saving somebody's life in these two situations. So they're not considered a mazik altogether. They're considered somebody who saved somebody's life. Interestingly, Rav Yosher was asked if the guy has a right to charge his regular kidney specialist rate. And he replied, at the end of the day, the guy only has the right to charge the regular surgeon's rate, not the kidney specialist surgeon's rate. We see the precision of the halacha here defined this as a ma'isa tzava, not as a ma'isa hezek. It's interesting, I first brought similar stories, but with a different halacha. There was one halacha story. Reuven was speeding on a highway, smashes into Shimon's car, hurts Shimon, damages his car. Shimon was on his way to a flight, ends up missing the flight because of this. And then Reuven knew the flight crashed, so it turned out that he actually had saved Shimon's life by crashing into him. At the same time, does he have a right to sue Reuven for the damages? You know, thank you for being somebody who was a shliach, saved my life, but, you know, you damaged my car, you damaged me. Does he have a right to sue him? Similar story, somebody broke into Shimon's shop and he broke his schnapps. And in the meantime, the police were looking for the illegal schnapps. So he would have ended up in jail for life in that society for having the illegal schnapps. Meantime, Reuven broke the barrel, saved him from jail. Can he say, it was a ma'isa hatzala, I saved you from jail, I don't have to pay for damaging the wine barrels? And the halacha in those two cases, the poskim said, was that in fact he was chayev. What was the difference? Because in the first two cases, I think the pshat is he was doing a ma'isa hatzala, he was saving the person's life directly by taking out the kidney and by breaking into the car. However, in the second two stories, he did damage to somebody, and it came out about, through a later point, that it ended up being a good thing for the person. But to define it as a ma'isa hatzala, to say it's similar to the Gemara's case of taking a fishing net and saving a kid with it, that far you can't go. Anyway, just some I find to be fascinating applications of halachas involving hezek. Hope it's some good food for thought. Hope you enjoy, and wishing you a wonderful Shabbos.